Welcome to the loving yourself after you've made a mistake meditation. To begin, let's just take some beautiful breaths together. Put your hand on your heart if you like. And I invite you to breathe gently and deeply. Just sending love to yourself, compassion, and as you breathe, just become aware that there is a difference between who you really are, that beautiful, precious, loving being that you are, and the things that you've done. You are separate from your actions. And any negative action, anything we've done to hurt ourselves or others, we do need to take responsibility to look at ourselves, to change, and it's helpful to have compassion for ourselves that we did the best we could in the moment. Whenever we do anything wrong, anything harmful, we are under an external influence. Whether it's negative thoughts or feelings, the influence of other people, chemicals in the body, foods, alcohol, different substances, there's many energies that can negatively affect us. And due to those negative influences, we can do things that we later regret. So as you breathe now, just give yourself that compassion that whatever you did, you were under an external influence. And that negative energy took over, and that's why you did something or said something that you now regret. And to heal this, we need to separate ourselves from the event. Imagine looking down on your body from a distance. Imagine being 10 feet away from yourself above, looking down on your body, on this person in the world, as if it's somebody else. And you are this loving, pure, beautiful energy. And just send that love to this character, this person in the world. You did the best you could in the moment. Have compassion for all the challenges that you've gone through in your life that led you to have these issues, to do those things. Just send yourself that loving understanding. This is a human being who is a work in progress, who has flaws and challenges, who has bad habits, difficult situations. It's a difficult time to be alive. There's so many distractions, complications. It can feel very overwhelming. And so it's understandable that mistakes happen in the movie of life. It is a mistake. And it's okay to feel healthy regret, to own the fact that we missed the mark. It wasn't the best take in that moment. So just admit to yourself in your heart that yes, it was a mistake. It wasn't your best take in that moment. It was the best you could do in the moment. But you would like to have done something different, ideally. You wished it could have been better, but it was just a mistake. A mistake is a mistake. Life is full of takes, full of acts, millions and millions of them. Some of them are wonderful. Some of them are mistakes. So again, take a moment to see yourself away from your body, away from your character, just as this loving higher self, your pure presence, a loving being, like a shining star, like an observer, a witness. Imagine yourself sitting in the audience in a movie theater, watching a screen, and the person you normally think you are is acting on the screen like a character in a movie. And you are totally different from that character. See yourself as a beautiful presence filled with peace, radiating light and calm feelings. Completely relaxed. Feeling loved. Sending out loving feelings to the character on the screen. You're completely safe and held in pure light and love. And the more you are aware of your loving nature, your pure nature, your original self behind the character, the loving presence, the more your loving energy influences what happens in your life, in the world. The more you know who you are and how you feel, the more your life will go smoothly and naturally less of the mistakes will occur. And so just sit there in the audience as a detached observer, a spectator of your life, knowing that, yes, this character did make some mistakes, and those mistakes may need to be rectified. There may need to be something done to overcome that. And you can take responsibility to change, to improve, to do another take, to improve the takes, just like people act and they do multiple takes, just like someone practicing a sport or an instrument, tries again and again and again. You will need to try again and improve and improve and improve. And that's completely normal. And so as you think about this mistake that you made, knowing that it's just a take that you can do differently and better, just think about how can you do better next time. If a similar situation comes up, what will you do differently in the future? What can you learn from what happened . What can you gain from this experience? So that you can do something different next time. Just take a few moments to receive the benefit, receive the learning, receive the gain from this. And how all of that experience that you now have can be used to improve your life. What would you do differently? How can you become wiser? Just allow whatever ideas come to your mind so you can remember how to heal from this, how to learn from it, and how to prepare yourself going forward. What can you do in your life, in your mind, in your heart, so that you feel better, stronger, and then are able to act differently in the future? The only real sign of regret and remorse is to change. The sign that we have learned our lessons is we are honest with ourselves and we are inspired and enthusiastic to change for the better. When we take all that energy of guilt and shame and move it into inspiration for change, then we can actually benefit from the situation and become who we wish to be in our life, heal the past, and move on. So again, just look back to what happened, what you learned from it, what you gained from the situation, the mistake. Just like an athlete might do a mistake in practice, and then they learn from the mistake. And then they have inspiration and enthusiasm to do it again, better and differently. So I invite you to put your hand on your heart. Just send yourself so much love, so much appreciation for your courage to be here, to look at yourself very honestly, to get out of negative feelings and self-doubt and criticism. And just receive the benefit, receive the learning. Give yourself appreciation for taking the benefit and turning it into improvements and upgrades and changes in your life going forward from now on. Today is a new day. Today is like a new life where you can start again, where you can do a new take, where you can go to the next level, where you can genuinely change. So whatever happened has led you to become a better version of yourself right now. More humble, more honest, more inspired, more determined. And now imagine yourself being this higher version of you, this inspired, activated, pure good feelings and wonderful energy filling your whole being. And imagine yourself living out your life now and in the future in a different way, an inspired new way. Just imagine how you would feel, what you would see, and what would be different in your life as you become this higher version of yourself. So imagine being in a similar situation and doing things differently, feeling different, experiencing it differently. What would be different? Just let yourself play out that movie of the new future self. What changes have you made in your life, in your environment, in your relationships, your thinking? You can tune into your future self and what is changed in your future life. What is better? And as you experience this, even little visions, little glimpses of your new self, you're pulling that fresh, new, clean energy into your body, into your mind and heart, and becoming an upgraded version of yourself, a healed version. You are a wiser, more loving, compassionate, beautiful being, wonderful version of yourself that is more relaxed, more at peace with yourself. And as you gain those glimpses, those moments of who you're becoming, you can breathe more deeply right now and let go of the past, opening up to this whole new reality, this whole new future. And giving thanks for the mistakes because of all the learning that you gained and all the changes that you've made as you establish yourself as this new you. And the past seems like a distant memory, far, far away, as you feel at peace with yourself now, this upgraded you, this inspired, strong, confident, wonderful, loving presence. Filled with inspiration, good feelings, inspiration to do new things, inspiration to feel happier, to think new thoughts. And you can just breathe in all that good new energy, that fresh energy, that pure energy into your whole being, to your heart, your mind, your soul, your body. And sending that wonderful energy out all around you as you breathe out. So just breathing in your future self. Filling up and then sending that energy all around you, changing your environment, upgrading your relationships, and experiencing a new life. And if any old energies come up, you just let them pass through, let it go, no attachment, you're not thinking about it, it's just like a distant memory that just appears and disappears, like a cloud moving through the sky. You don't hold on to it, you don't need to think about it, you just let it pass. As you embrace your higher self, your new life. And knowing you can come back to this meditation again and again as much as you like, just to clear out the past, learn the lessons, explore the possibilities, experience newness, freshness, and move forward with inspiration and enthusiasm and determination. That success is yours. You're a great soul. Life is a game. You're playing the game. You're learning from the game. And every day is getting better and better and better. I invite you to smile if you like. Give yourself that love. Thank you for being here. Have a beautiful day. And congratulations.